Israeli forces launch strike in Syria as tensions run high. Israeli forces launched a strike in southern Syria on August 22, amid simmering tensions between the two countries. The IDF fired in southern Syria toward a terrorist who advanced terror attacks in final stages of preparation, the Israel Defense Forces said. The terrorist's activity posed an immediate threat to IDF soldiers. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said Israeli forces used a drone to target a civilian vehicle, which resulted in several civilian injuries. This attack constitutes a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Syrian Arab Republic, a blatant breach of international law, and comes within the context of repeated Israeli attacks on Syrian territory, the Syrian Foreign Ministry said. Israeli warplanes previously struck the Abu al-Dur airbase in Syria's Idlib province on August 18. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the strike was carried out after Syria's transitional government ignored Israeli warnings against allowing Turkish troops at the base. Turkey, which is an ally of the United States through NATO, condemned the August 18 strike and denied its troops were bound to deploy at the Syrian airbase. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barak, who is also the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, also condemned the Israeli strike on the Syrian airbase, saying it represented an unnecessary escalation that does not advance regional stability. Syria remains in a state of transition following years of civil war between supporters of former Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and an assortment of different rebel factions. Assad fled the country in December 2024 as a rebel army seized the capital city of Damascus. Leading that rebel offensive was Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which the U.S. government had designated as a foreign terrorist organization at the time. HTS and its leader Ahmed al-Shara went on to take up key leadership positions in a post-Assad transitional government. The U.S. government has since rescinded the terrorism designation against HTS and engaged diplomatically with the transitional government. As Assad fled in 2024, Israeli forces also seized control of a swathe of territory in southwest Syria and have maintained a force presence there since. The U.S. government has taken steps to facilitate diplomacy between the Israeli government and the Syrian transitional government. The United States continues to believe that restraint and engagement offer the more constructive course. We encourage all parties to prioritize logical discourse over further military incidents, Barak said this week.